I don't know how you'd call a lamb, tell you the truth about it. I don't know how you'd call sheep.
How about chickens?
Well, just a chick, 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 chick,
And talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a
pretty good piece, huh?
Okay. And if you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a
long ways to go.
Okay. And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, well, you can find that just about. You don't have to look for that. You can find that just about
anywhere.
And if somebody slipped and fell this way, he fell over.
Somebody done what?
Someone slipped, say, on
and
the
fell.
Ice, fell this way, he fell over.
Backwards.
And this way.
Forward.
And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no. What a one.
Didn't have no luck.
Did you ever say it didn't catch nary a one?
Yeah.
How would you
say that? I said, I didn't catch that one.
Uh-huh.
Didn't catch none at all.
And wheat is tied up into a...
What?
Wheat.
Wheat.
Is tied up into a...
Bundles.
Then the bundles are piled up into a...
Right up to the loft, ain't it? Ceiling?
And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you might say we raise 40. What of wheat to an acre? 40?
Bundles?
Or measuring it by the bushel.
Oh, bushels. I raise 40 bushels to the acre.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know. I know what you do about that. Sure don't.
And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say...
We're going to do it.
Or you and...
Me.
Okay. Say the whole thing. Say the whole thing.
Say, me and you have to do it.
Okay. And if you were talking about some man and yourself having to do something, you'd say...
Me and so-and-so's got to do something.
Uh-huh. Would you say me and him, or he and I, or...
Me and him.
And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants...
More.
He wants...
Someone else.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say both of us or all two of us?
What?
Do you ever say he wants all two of us?
Yeah.
He wants both of us?
Yeah. He wants both of us.
Uh-huh. And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they recognize your voice, you might say, it's... You knock at the door and somebody asks who's there. You'd answer, it's...
So-and-so, whatever your name is.
Or if it was you, you'd say, it's...
Me.
And if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was...
Yeah, that's me.
Or, did you ever say that was he or that was him?
It was him.
Uh-huh. And if it was a woman, you'd say that was...
Her.
And if it was two people, that was... Did you say that was they or that was them?
That was them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as... He isn't as tall as...
She is.
Or talking about yourself. He's not as tall as I am. And he can do that better than...
Than I can.
And if you had been out to Texas and you hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say, Texas is what west I've ever been. Texas is...
Where I've ever been.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's whose? If it belongs to me, you'd say it's
your.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
belongs to us.
So it's
belongs to us.
Or it's out. It's whose?
Me and you.
Okay. And if it belongs to them, then it's
it belongs to them, don't belong to us.
So it's not mine, it's
them.